Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf gimel of Masechtas Chulin. We're holding two lines from the bottom of the Omid. So, as a short hakdama on what we learned yesterday, or short siyam on what we learned yesterday, and short hakdama for today, you'll recall we started off the Masechtas, the Mishnah says, Hakol Shoichtin Ushchitosan Ksheira. Hakol Shoichtin means everybody is entitled to, everybody is qualified to go in Shecht. And the shechita is kosher. And the Gemara asked, that seems to be inconsistent, because Hakol Shoichtin has that spirit of lichatchila. Yes, everybody's qualified. Anybody and everybody can go and shecht. Shechitos and ksheira has the quality of bidiyavid. If you shecht it, it's kosher. So Frank, the Gemara, make up your mind. Is it lichatchila? Is it bidiyavid? And the Gemara came up yesterday with one answer, and today we're going to have, in Yet Hashem, five more answers to this question. What was the terence that the Gemara gave yesterday? The Gemara said, Hakol Shochtim is referring to someone who's Chas V'Sholem Tomei. And he is shechting an animal. And he has to be careful not to go and touch the flesh of the animal, because he touches the flesh of the animal after he finished shechting the animal. It's going to become Tomei. So it says the Gemara, so how koshochten? Lechachili allowed him to go and shecht. Yeah, it's talking about chulin. We're not talking about kodshim. Frank Gemara, if you're talking about chulin, of course. There's no problem if chulin becomes tamei. Says the Gemara, we're talking about chulin shenasu al taras ha-koydesh. Many people in the times of Chazal, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they were very, very concerned that when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they had in their homes from time to time either shlomim or karbon toida, and since they had to bring kodshim in their home, if they had kalim, if they had food or whatever that was tamei, it could be metame the kodshim. So therefore, anything and everything that they ate at home, all chulin was always al taras hakodesh, whether they were eating Cheerios for breakfast or they were eating sandwiches of tuna fish for afternoon. Everything was altaris HaKadosh. So you have a tummy individual who's going to go in shecht now. He's got to be very careful. So says our Mishnah, if he says, I'm going to be careful, and he uses a very long sakin, a chalif, to go in shecht, so he's not going to go and touch the animal at all, even after he concludes the shechita, then l'chadchili he can go in shecht. However, shechitos ha-ksheira is, if he's shechting not chulin, but he's shechting kodshim, even if he says, I'm going to be very careful, l'chadchila don't allow him to go and shecht, even with a long knife, stay away. However, if he shechted already, b'diyeved, it's kosher. And that was the first pshat that the Gemara gave yesterday. And now the Gemara is concerned on the last two lines of Beis Amid Beis, Hai tomei di'it mi b'mai. How did he become Tomei, this Shochet, that you're concerned that he's going to be Metamei, the Bosor of the animal? Ilema di itmi b'mes. Are we talking about that the Shochet became Tomei because he touched a mess? A mess means, of course, a dead individual. So what status does he have? The dead individual, Rachmon Litzlon, is what we call Avi Avoisatoma. He's the granddaddy Tomei, the greatest amount of tumah. The individual, the shoychet, touched him, he becomes now an avatumah. Okay? So what is the concern? Says the Gemara b'chalal, cherev omarachmono, cherev hari hu kecholo, avatumahu, letami lesakin, bozol sakin, utamise lebosar. Ask the Gemara, why are we concerned about the fact that he's going to go and touch the bosar of the carbon? Even if he doesn't touch the basar, just touching the sakin alone, the chalif which is being used to go in shecht, isn't that enough to cause the basar to become tameh? Why? Because if he touched the mess himself, then, yes, you want to say
it's
something?
It's a metal keli.
I'm sorry, once
the
again?
The knife is a metal keli.
The knife is a metal keli, correct.
So, doesn't the tumor spread?
Exactly right. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Maybe you give the shir, continue on. You're doing such a good job. So the point is that if the nevach, the mess, is an avi avoy satumah. And the shoychid who touched it, he himself now becomes an avatumah. And now this avatumah touches the knife. If the knife is metal, as you just said, And we have the rule of Cherev Hari Hukacholol. Cherev literally means the sword becomes like the dead individual. And Chazal learned from that that not only a sword, but any metal object that touches Chas V'Sholom, a dead individual, gets the same tumma like that individual.
Does it have to touch it? It could be in the same oil.
No, it has to touch it. So if you have the Cherev, in this case the Sakin, touching the... Now we're not... Start again. In our Gemara, we're not talking about touching the dead individual, we're talking about the Shochet. So the Shochet went and touched Chas V'Sholom, the person that passed away. He is now an avatum. Now the cherev, if he's holding on to the knife, not only in the case where the knife touched Chas V'Sholom, the dead body, then the knife gets a status of an avi avoyis hatumah, but even if it just touches the person who touched the mess, meaning the shochet, who is the avatum. Avatum picks up now the sakin to go and cut. Guess what? Now the sakin itself also becomes an av hatumah. So now, since it becomes an abatumah, if this sakin is now going to go and shecht the animal, as soon as the animal gets geshochten, then the animal itself is now going to become a rishon l'tumah. So the Gemara is asking, why am I concerned about whether the shochet is going to touch the meat? Even if he says, I'm going to stay away from the animal, we have nothing to worry about. As soon as I shecht, I'm going to run away. I won't even be there in the Dalet Amos. You don't have to worry. Who cares? By the fact that he touches the sakin, and the sakin touches the animal and cuts the throat of the animal, and therefore the animal now becomes basar, then the animal is going to become tamei, even if the shochet didn't touch the animal whatsoever. So that's the Gemara's kasha. You have the tamei mes, meaning the shochet, who is an av, he touches the sakin, sakin now becomes also an av, because cherev harihu kecholo, since it's an av, it's going to go and touch the flesh, and the flesh is going to become a rishon l'tumah, avad it tamei. Even if the shochet himself is careful not to touch the basar. Rashi asks an obvious kasha, even without cherev hari kucholom, I could still go and say that the knife is going to go metame the meat. How is that? Because let's assume there's no din of cherev hari kucholom. Okay, so the shochet touched the mess, so he becomes an avad tumah. Now, in turn, he touches the sakin, and the sakin now becomes a rishon l'tumah. A rishon l'tumah can be metame ochlin u'mashkin, even though it cannot be metame odam the kalim, but it can be tame ochlin u'mashkin. So even without this cherev hari kachol, even without going and elevating the sakin and making it into an avatum, even if it's just a rishon l'tumah, it would be enough to go and cause the basar of the mess, not the basar of the mess, the basar of the shechita, of the carbon, to become a rishon l'tumah or a sheni l'tumah, so it's going to be tamei. And also the Gemara is kasha. It's not cool. Did me my. Ilim did me b'mess, b'chal cherev ha-merachmon, cherev yirik ha-cholub. Avatumahu l'tami l'sakin, v'yoz l'sakin v'tamisa l'basar. He is going to hold on to the shoichet. It's going to hold on to the sakin. Sakin is going to go and shecht. It's going to be metame the basar, so even without his touching it, says Gemara, you're right. El de itmi b'sheretz, tumah the shochet became tamei tumah sheretz. In other words, he touched a dead sheretz, one of the shmoina shiratzim, and the sheretz itself has a din of an avatumah. The shochet that touched it, he now becomes a rishon l'tumah. So if this rishon l'tumah, if he now touches the sakin, nothing happens, because a rishon l'tumah can only be metame Oichlin umashkin, not odom v'kelim. Ah, so that's why the Mishnah said, be careful, don't touch the basar. Because since he, the shoichet, is a rishon l'tumah, if he touches the basar, it will become tamei a sheni l'tumah. Oy, oy, oy. However, if you're going to tell me that he's going to be metamei the sakin, he's not going to become metamei the sakin, because a rishon l'tumah can't be metamei odom v'kelim. So that's terrorist number one. Amish is talking about it became Tom B'Sheretz, V'Ibo Yisayim, Oli Oilam, the Imi B'mes. No, it's Taka talking B'mes. Uki Goyin. And this is the terrorist. Your name is Menachem, right?
Shaul,
I'm sorry. Your brother's Menachem?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Shaul. Menachem,
yeah. Yeah, good. So Shaul already gave this terrorist already 5 minutes ago. Goyin Shabbat B'Krum Yishol Kana B'Shachet Bo. We're talking about that he didn't use a metal sakin, but rather he used a Krum Yishol Kana. A Kana normally means a reed Rashi says a krumi shokana means that it's pshutikli eitz. Pshutikli eitz are not mekabel tuma. The same says in the price of bako shochrim, you don't have to use a sakin, a knife. You can go and use bein bitzur, a very sharp stone. Bein mischuchet, very sharp glass. Bein mekrumi shokana, or you have a very sharp reed. If you want a sharp reed, that can go in shech. If you've ever gotten a paper cut, you know that you think the paper, that's good, it's good. If you get a paper cup, and it can make a nice wound, and you can have lots of blood spilling. So, since we're not talking about matches anymore, you know, that's the reason why, since
we still got to make the platter, but they'll deliver it. You're going to do the folio first anyway, right?
Exactly, correct.
Okay,
so how do they know where to deliver it to?
Yes.
Good, thank you.
All right.
Shkoyach, did they say any how much time it would still take?
They didn't give me a definitive time, but they said the fact that you're doing the full, it should get here.
Good. Do they know to come here to the back? Probably not.
That not. I didn't give them chapter and verse.
Okay. Do you have their phone number?
I have it.
It might be on the bag.
No, Moshe, it was inside.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. Good. Excellent idea. Harry thank you very much. Okay, so therefore, since we're not using a metal sakin, so we don't have the problem of that he's going to be metame the sakin, the sakin is going to be metame the basar. Rather, we only have a concern that he's going to touch the basar itself, and that's what we say. If you happen to be shechting kochim lechatchila, stay away. But b'diavad, if he did it, and he says, borili, I know for sure I didn't touch, then b'diavad it's kosher. Okay, so that was teretz number one. Now we're getting another five terutzim. Why do we have hakoshochtim, which sounds like lechatchila, and then it's a shchitosim sheir, which sounds like bidyevet, zokti mor abayi omar hochiktoni. Hakoshochtim afilu kusi. As we all know, kusi is a very touchy term throughout Shas. It's touchy because it was a whole group of people that came from Kuta, and those people were megayer, and the question was, were they megayer lishma, or they only did it because they were worried about the lions? We call Geri Aroyas Hain. What was this all about? This is talking about in the time, I believe, of Sancheiriv, when he took all of the Jews out from the Galil of Eretz Yisrael, and then as a result, when you have cities which are uninhabited, then quickly animals and wild animals, wild beasts, take over. And therefore, he was concerned, this whole place is now becoming no man's land, and he imported Goyim from Kuta to go and live in that area. And unfortunately for them, they were all being now killed by these wild beasts. So they all en masse went and they were Magayim. Question is, was that Gior considered to be Gior Kaloch and they're really bona fide Gerim? Or is this considered to be Geri Aroyas, saying they just did it so that they would not be the victims of potential lions? So Dos Freitimar. So that's the concern about a kusi. So now, the general halacha about a kusi, at least for purpose of our gemara, is we're going to assume that they were geri emes. However, they were not makbid on many halachas. Those things that they were makbid on, sometimes they were makbid even more than we are makbid. But a lot of things they were not makbid at all. So our gemara is going to tell us, when it comes to kosher meat, yes, they were makbid to go and get the best tashkocha, and everything should be absolutely perfect. But only for themselves. When they were serving other Jews, they were not concerned. Why were they not concerned? Because they did not believe in lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Our chacham tell us lifnei iver, you're not allowed to go and trick somebody else, not allowed to dupe somebody else. The way they understand it is a poshim shot. You see a poor person walking down the street, don't put a stumbling block. That's not the way we understand it. Chazal tell us it means don't give bad advice or deceive someone else. Here, if another Jew came by, they had no problem in serving them nevela meat, treifa meat, chazer meat, as long as they didn't eat it themselves. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Abayim, hochiktani, hakoshochtan filu kusi. Even a kusi can go and shecht, and hakoshochtan lechatchilu. But dafka bebedevamurim kish Yisrael uimir al gabab. When you see Yisrael standing on top of him, so he sees that he's doing a proper good job. If you only have as a mashgiach that keeps on coming in and going out, lo yishchoy. Lechatchilu, do not rely on that. However, what happens if the Mashkiach comes in and he sees the Kusi has already shechted, it's already too late. Vim shachat, choytach kzayis basar. What the Mashkiach should do is he should cut off a piece of meat from what we just shechted. V'noisin lai, and give it to the shochet kusi and say, I want you to make a brucha and start eating. Achle, if he eats it, then mutalechel mishkitos. The fact that he eats it himself is a simon that is kosher. But lo yachle, he said, no, I mean, I'm a vegan, I don't eat any meat, especially not on Sunday mornings, and I can't. Then also lechel mishkitos, and he cannot go and eat from mishkita, because I'm afraid that that when he shechted, he did not do a good job. The sakin, for instance, had pigimois. Pigimois means little notches on it. It was a serrated knife, which is, you know, is possible for shechita. And therefore, also lechem shechitosoi, unless he himself eats from it. But if he does, b'diavad, it's kosher. Says the Mishnah Vayit Chutz B'Chayi Shoyt V'Katan, Da'filu b'diavad nami loy. Even b'diavad, we will not accept the shechita of Chayi Shoyt V'Katan. Why? Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrusu, V'Shema Yachlidu. Because they are... they're not considered to be gedolim yet, chedesh shoyt v'katan. Therefore, I'm afraid that he's going to do a poor job, not because he intentionally is doing a poor job, but because of his level of maturity is such that he's not going to do a proper job. So shema yishu. Yishu means that he's going to wait during the shechita. In other words, he's going to do half of the shechita, take a coffee break and come back. It's got to be a continuous shechita. Shema yidrasu, he might apply pressure. You're not allowed to apply pressure to a shechita. What you have to do is just the sharpness of the knife has to do a good job. But once you put pressure on, no good. Shema yachlidu means he's going to do an improper shechita. It's the word yachlidu, similar to the word chulda. Chulda, as you know, is a weasel. And we're afraid that when the person goes and shechs, he's not going to shech straight the way you're supposed to, but rather he's going to insert the sakin and he's going to go and shech backwards, going inserting it underneath the two simanim, the windpipe and the food pipe, and go, why a person would do that, I don't know. But the point is that you cannot trust the chayit shayit v'katan, and therefore, even b'diyevet, no good. But then the Mishnah continued on, v'kulan sheshachtu, v'achayrim, oimdim al gabayim. All of those that shecht, what was the Lashon HaMishnah? The Kulan Sheshachtu V'Acherim Royin Oysan Shechitosan Kshef. Now what is this, the Kulan, that the if you have Acherim Royin Oysan, it's Kusha. What is that talking about? Pashim Pshat is talking about the Chay Shoyt V'Katan, that even though we don't trust them on their own, if you have a Godel standing there, he said, yeah, they did a good job, it's good. But Frank Timur, the Kulan Sheshachtu Ahai, if it's going on a Chay Shoyt V'Katan, Allah Koi, so then we just finished saying that the shechita of a chedesh shoyt v'katan is not kosher. I don't have to go and say v'kulon. It would be enough to say v'im shachtu v'acherim royin oisan. Leave out the word v'kulon. V'im. The b'diavad of these chedesh shoyt v'katan shachted and acherim royin oisan, it's kosher. It should v'im shachtu m'boilem. Says Yomari, you're right. So it cannot be that it's referring back to the chedesh shoyt v'katan. Ela akusi. It's referring back to the case of the kusi at the beginning of the Mishnah, that if a chayrin royin oisan, it's kosher b'diavad. Freitimor akusi. Ha'amiz kish Yisrael oimer al gaba. Shachar afilu l'chadchila. That's how we're learning pshat in the Mishnah. Now the hakul shachar is referring to the kusi. A chayrin royin oisai, it's kosher l'chadchila. So what is this b'diavad loshen v'kulon? If a chayrin royin oisan, it's kosher. So Timur Kasha, you have a good point. According to this teretz of Abaya, that last v'kulon is shver. It should say v'im shachtu, not v'kulon shishachtu. So that's shver. Shver means it's difficult. I have no teretz. Omer Rava. So Rava gives a very similar pshat to Abaya. First, Rava asks a kasha on Abaya. Omer Rava. V'yoytz v'nichnas lechat chiloloi. You're telling me that if you have just a mashkiach who comes and goes from time to time, that's not sufficient for the shechita of this kusi. But tonight, did we learn in the Mishnah? Haminiach oivikachom v'chanutoi v'Yisrael yoytze v'nechnas mutter. You have a Jew that owns, for instance, a wine store, a liquor store, and he has to go out to go and take a haircut, or to go and get a minion, or to go and learn the daf, or for whatever reason, and somebody has to go and tend the store, so he leaves it with an akim, with a goy. So the goy is in charge of the store. The Yisrael is yoytz v'nichnas, but he comes back and forth from time to time, so that the goy shouldn't do anything amiss. Okay, what's the halacha? state in the Mishnah, Mutar. Oh, so you see, you don't have to have that he's there the entire time. Even a Yoytzev and Nichnas is enough. And you see, in our Mishnah, you said, no, only if he's Uymed al Gabav the entire time. But if he's just a Yoytzev and Nichnas, you said, it's not good. Everything more Hasam Miktani Meiniach. Ha Meiniach Ktani Diavad. Oh, says Abaye back to Rava, you have no raya from that Mishnah. That Mishnah is consistent with our Mishnah. Both our Mishnah and that Mishnah hold. Lichat chelo, you have to have a Mashkiach Tmidi that's standing there the entire time as he is shechting. Then it's Hakol Shochten, even Lichat chelo. When it's said in the Mishnah, B'diyevet, Shchitosik Sheira is talking about a situation where that it was a Yoytzev Nichnas. Oh, but didn't you say, so says Rava, Yoytzev Nichnas? Even Lichat chelo Yoytzev Nichnas is good. Why are you telling me only b'diavad have a raya from this hamaniach over gacham? You're allowed to leave it over gacham there lechatchila. Everyone, we're not talking about lechatchila, we're talking about b'diavad. Hamaniach. A person who owns a store, a liquor store, he should only leave a Jew behind. He should not leave a goy behind. In fact, that is not a good idea. Ah, so therefore both our Mishnah and that other Mishnah say, b'diavad, it's okay. So to my Lami Hacha says, Rabbi, I have another raya. The shoimer, the mashkiach, he doesn't have to be there 24 hours. As long as he comes and goes, that's sufficient, then it's mutter. Oh, so here it's saying, you don't have to stay here 24 hours. You can come and go as you like. So you see that even lechatchila, yoytzev nechnas is mutter. And we said, pshat in our Mishnah, yoytzev nechnas is only b'diyev and mutter. Ela omar Rav, and therefore Rav changes the pshat of Abaya slightly. And hachik tani, we start the Mishnah again. Hakol shachten v'afil a kusi. Even a kusi can go and check. V'med lo memorim kishi Yisrael oymet yoytzev nechnas. Not like Abaye said, Kishi Yisrael, Uymed al Gabal. Afil Yisrael, Yoytzev Nechnas, a Mashkiach that comes and goes, is also sufficient. Avabo Umatzoi, Sheshochat. What happens if there was no Mashkiach at all? Zero. And the Kusi just shechted an animal. And I see the animal is lying on the floor. It's dead because someone shechted it. And I'm wondering, did the Kusi do a good job or not? Oh, says the Mishnah, says our Gemara. Just take off a little piece of flanken, piece of roast beef, go and have him put in a little malicha, go and cook it, and see, if now the kusi eats from it, then mutlach mishchitosik. Because otherwise he wouldn't eat. He's very makbid on kosher flesh. But lo yachol, if he himself said, no, I can't, I have a stomachache, I have a noseache, I can't, oh, then also lech mishchitosik, because I'm afraid that in fact, he did not do a good job, and therefore he himself is not going to eat from it. But he's not worried about Jews eating from it because he doesn't concern himself with Lifnei'ivr Leisitei Mishal. And continues the Mishnah, Chutz B'cheshev with the cotton. Da'filah, do you have a namilai? Even, yes, Robert, do you have a question?
What I don't understand is that a kuti, the shayla is whether he's a Jew or not.
Right.
He considers himself a Jew. It makes no difference. The entire question revolving around the kuti, if he's a geri tzedek or not. If he eats from it because he believes that he's a el chayit, the question is not that.
You're afraid they're good, Robert. The answer is our Gemara at the moment is assuming that the kusim are geri emesein and not geri arayis. That's the assumption of our Gemara. So therefore we assume that they are kosher Jews. But even kosher Jews, not every one of them is makban in every single mitzvah, and therefore among the kusim, when it came to kosher meat, they only get the best sashkach. They make sure that there's the OU and the sachtas rabbanim and the okay and the chavkei and some other three hashkachas, tough. But that's only for zichalein, when they're eating it themselves. They're serving it to other people, they don't care if they give them chazav flesh. So that's why we make sure that we give him a piece to eat. If he eats it, we know it must be kosher. If he doesn't eat it, we know there's a problem. No problem. Da'afilik, the other nami, loy, shem yishu, v'shem yidrisu, v'shem yach lidu. So, however, continuing the Gemara, if you're talking about cheshit v'katan, after the avid, we're not going to rely on their shechita, shem yishu, v'shem yidrisu, v'shem yach lidu, because maybe they're going to go and make a bubu. They're going to shehiya, means that they're going to wait they're going to take a break in the middle of the Shechita. Yidrusu means they're going to put on pressure. Shem Yachlidu, they might go and put the knife underneath the simanim and shecht in a very strange way, as opposed to shechting the normal way.
Let alone having a nick
in the knife. Exactly. We spoke about the nick in the knife, the serrated knife before. The kulin sheshechtu, the Mishnah says at the end, and all those that shechted, v'achenim royin oisan, shechitosim sheder. What is that going on? We just finished talking about a cheshet of a cotton. We don't need to say v'kulan sheshachtu v'im shachtu miboyle the b'diavad. If they shachted v'achirum royin oisa ella akusi. We're going back on the kusi again. By kusi or amris afiliyotz v'nichnis shachet v'chadchila. Why does the Mishnah say at the end? And by a kusi, if achirum royin oisa, it's kusha. We said by a kusi, you don't even need Achayim royin oisan. Even yoytzev and nechlis is enough, according to Rava. Says Yomar Kasha. Taki, you have a shver kite. You have something shver in the Mishnah. So we have now two pshatim of Abaye and Rava, both talking about kusi. According to Abaye, lechat chila, you can only allow a kusi to shecht if you have Yisrael oimid al gabav. According to Rava, you can even have a kusi shecht as long as you have a yoytzev and nechlis. Ravashi Yomer, Ravashi says, I have a brand new pshat. Hochik Tani, Hako Shochtav Afil Yisrael Mumar. Even a Yisrael who's Nebuch Mumar, Mumar means he's a Meshumet, that Nebuch he is violating all the halachas, he doesn't believe anything. One second. If it's a real Mumar, 1000%, how can you allow him to go and Shecht? No, we're not talking about a Mumar Lahachis, who says, I don't want to have anything to do with the Jewish religion. We're talking about Mumar Lamai Lechel Nevelis L'Teyovayim. Meaning, says Rashi, if he goes into the supermarket and he sees on the same shelf kosher meats and non-kosher meats being sold here, and the kosher meats and the non-kosher meats are be'erach the same price, he's going to buy the kosher meat. Why should I go and eat the non-kosher meat?
But if he's very hungry,
and he comes in the store,
and it's McDonald's, he'll eat them.
Exactly. If you look at the last Rashi, the last three lines of the Rashi, the Teyovin, Kiloi Mishkach Heter, if he doesn't find kosher meat, Ochel Nevelis, he eats non-kosher meat. Umiachasha Sakin Beduka Unisuna Biyodoi, if the person who's in charge there of the Shlachtos, of the slaughterhouse, hands him a Sakin, and it was Beduka, Beduka means that they check to make sure there are no nicks, no pegima, no nicks, and no
cuts.
Cuts, exactly, and no Yankees, no Mets, no Knicks, nothing yet. Machsha Saka Beduka and Asuna Biyodi, it's perfect.
We're having a ball here.
Exactly. Shachet Shapin, then we know he's going to do a good Shechita. If he can possibly go and eat Tetra, he's not going to eat it, so Chas V'Shalom. But he ain't like Sakin Bodak, however, if he does not have a kosher knife, good, it is serrated, it has in it nicks and stuff. Like Tarakla Duri Basa Sakin Yafa. If he can't find a good one, so he'll take a bad one. He doesn't care, because after all, he's a mummer. We're not talking about a kusi anymore. We're talking about a mummer. So mummer lechol nevelis l'tiyovin. He won't do lahachas. If he has a choice between kosher and non-kosher, he'll eat the kosher. However, if there's no kosher, no, so he'll eat the non-kosher. Okay, Rav, the Yomer Rav. Same Rav that we had before, but this is on a different sugya. We're not talking about kusi, we're talking about mummer. The Yomer Rav, Yisrael mummer, oichol nevelis l'tiyovin. If you have a Yisrael Mumer, who unfortunately eats chatzafleish, but not lahachis, you can lechatchila go to him. In other words, we have no other shachtim. All the other shachtim are on vacation. They all went to Eretz Yisrael, to Miron. Halavai, you should be able to go to Miron. Anyway, so what happened was, there's number one Mumer left behind. We know that he knows the stuff. He knows how to shacht. We make sure that the sakin is perfect. We hand it over. However, if I didn't check out the sakin, and maybe it had begimus, then don't allow him to shecht. And if he already shechted, and you see that the animal is already geshochten, then go and pick up the sakin from the floor or the table, whatever, and now check it out. Nimz the sakina yof, if you find, oh, staka good to sakin, then mutter. Lechel mishchitasai. Also lechel mishchitasai. So the ratio when it says, hakul shochtem is talking about even a mummer, but make sure that you go and check the knife in advance. And when it says, chitasai ksheira, b'diyavin is talking about a situation where that we didn't see the sakin before the Shechita, but we checked it after the Shechita. If afterwards we see it's perfect, no nicks, no perforations, no cuts, then it's good.
But there are at least a couple other things that he could do to make a tray.
And which one is that?
You know, he could put it underneath. And
you're right. So you're asking about Shehiyah and Hadrasa. So that's why Rashi said that this person is only Nevelis L'Teyavayin. If he has no other choice, if there's no kosher meat, then he's going to go and eat trefa meat. But if he can make it kosher, he's going to make it kosher. So therefore, here we're not talking about going into the supermarket, we're talking about shechting, and he is an expert shochet, that's why we're allowing him to go and shecht. But we know that unfortunately, if he has no choice, he'll eat nevela. So here, once we see that the sakin is good, we can rely that he's not going to do anything amiss, because after all, he himself is makbid on kashrus, unless there's nothing, no kosher meat to be found, and then he'll eat trefa. So you can assume he's going to do a good job. But that's all agavi the mummer. Chutz b'cheshoy to the cotton. Tafilo, the abinami loy. Like we said before, shem yishu, shem yidrusu, shem o yachlidim. And then the Mishnah says, the kulun sheshachtu, the chedim, oim den al gaboy, oroyin oisan, then it's shchitosik shedim. What is that referring to? Hi. Ilay ma cheshoy to the cotton alokoy. We're talking about the cheshoy to the cotton. It doesn't need to say the kulun sheshachtu. The yam shachtu mi boyle. Ela Yisrael mummer. We're talking about the Yisrael mummer. Okay, so let's see. Either bodak sakin v'nosan loy. If we checked it out in advance, so we saw that the sakin was perfect. We said even chetchila, not only b'diavad. Ve'ela deloy bodak. Ela mayu inapoyi. Either is the sakin. If the sakin is around, live the kei. Like we said before, check it out. Live the kei hashda. Ve'ida lasa the sakin ki achirim royin oisay mayhava. Even if other people are standing there, how does that help? Maybe he used a sakit peguma, serrated knife that has in it pegimus, that has in it nix, and therefore the shechita is not kosher. So normally you say, well, let's see the sakin. Sakin is not here. It absconded. Someone took it away. It's in ishdo. Once again, I don't understand why the Mishnah used the expression vikulon. It should say v'im shachtu mibayle. Okay, so we had now, so far, the first pshat was, that we learned yesterday, a tamei by chulin shenasal taras hakodesh, or tamei b'mumtashim. Then we had the two pshatim, the gabi, the kusi, and now we had the pshat, the gabi, the mummer. And we continue on to two final pshatim in the Mishnah. Ravina Omar hachik tani, hakul shachtim, hakul mumchim shachtim. Mumchim v'avo bisha ein muchsakin. The Gemara is now taking the knowledge and the background of a shoychet, and we're kind of splitting it in the middle. A mumcha, explains Rashi, means someone that went to shechita school, and he got triple A's on all of his exams. Just like Shol. Baruch Hashem, every time, always three Alephs, am I right? With extra credit. So here, he was a mumcha. We knew for sure he knows Hilcha Shechita. I asked him a question, Hilcha Shechita, oh, that's the Rambam in Hilcha Shechita, or that I'm Shulchan Aruch. Look it up in
wherever
in your idea, and you look up in Hilcha Shechita. It's in Simon. It's Perek Lamed. It's Ifu Beis, and you'll see, etc.
And the Shochet Handbook.
Shochet Handbook, exactly. However, we have not witnessed him doing any Shechita. He says he knows it, and we ask him questions, and he really is an expert.
Wait a minute. We know a lot of things by knowledge, but can we do it?
Exactly. That's
you
the point.
You want a doctor who's only learned the knowledge from the books?
He learned knowledge in college, but he doesn't know how to do it. Very good. So now, Hachitun Yaakov Shochtim, Hakol Mumchen Shochtim. Mumchen Ba'avot Bisha Ein Muchzakim. Even though we have not seen them here, Rashi says Muchzakim means to see them shecht two or three times. He says he knows it, he says he learned it all, and we ask him a thousand questions, and he really is a bucky, but he's not Muchzak, meaning we haven't actually witnessed him shechting. So we say that still we assume that since he knows it so perfectly, and he says he's shocked it already, even though we didn't witness it. That we know that Itaka knows Hilcha Shechita. He claims that he knows, but I don't know anything about Shechita. He says, yeah, he rattles off Shulchan Aruch and Rambam. Mm-hmm. I don't really know whether he's saying it correctly or not. Lo yishchayt, then don't allow him to shecht lechatchila. V'im shoch, but if you're shechted, boid kin oisai, im yodei aloi mehilcha shchita, muta lecha mechshitase. After he shechted, and I'm wondering, yo, nisht, I bring over a Talmud Chochem, a Boki in Hilcha Shechita, and I ask him, freit him a poor kashis, go and, you know, speak to him in learning, and if he comes back and says, yeah, he really knows his stuff, then yeah, but you can rely. V'im lav, however, if he says, don't even think about eating from
the same thing with doctors. If they say they have a medical practice, mm-hmm. or an attorney has a law practice,
right.
Is that what you want?
Mm-hmm.
They're practicing.
Exactly.
No, with the teacher, you got to do the job.
Exactly. Chutz mecheshit, 100% right. Exactly, you're 100% right. Chutz mecheshit v'katan, da'afilu di'evet namiloi. That mecheshit v'katan, im b'di'evet is no good, shem yishu, shem yindrusu, shem yachlidu. And then it says at the end, in the Mishnah, v'kulun sheshachtu v'acheirin royin oisen, it's kosher. Ahai, who's this going back on? Ile mecheshit v'katan, alokoi. We're talking about mecheshit v'katan, it doesn't have to say v'kulun sheshachtu v'acheirin royin oisen. V'im shachtu mi'boile, it shouldn't say v'kulun, it should say v'im shachtu. Ella asha ein mumchen. We're talking about a case of a person who's not a mumcha. No, the boy can oisai sagi. Then I bazai, let's go and be boy to can see, does he know his stuff or not? So he went to Lesla Kamalidivtiki. Unfortunately, he has already gone to the next town. He's not here anymore. I only see the carcass of the animal that was geshachted. I cannot go and ask him, do you know Hilchashita? Don't you know Hilchashita? Ezach nishdor. Therefore, that's why he can't rely. Yeah, come on in. Ali, what's master?
This brother, I've asked, he's going to join us one day for Shtavni. I've asked him, right?
Thank you.
No, don't worry.
It's not a question of worry.
No need. Thank you.
Okay.
It's
over. Thank you very much for bringing it. Okay. So, yeah, what's the rabbi? What's up to you?
Is focusing on the knowledge or the theoretical knowledge of somebody who knows the Hashchita, but in practice,
mm-hmm.
there's a great distance between theory and practice. I could learn all the Hashchita, mm-hmm. know it by heart, and I would not be capable to do the job because I have two left hands.
100%.
I doubt that, but what you're saying is a very good point. So we're talking about a situation over here that we asked him, Rabbi, do you know Hilchashchita? He says, ask me any question Hilchashchita, and he rattles off the whole Rambam, the whole Shulchan Aruch, every Shach and every Taz and every Mugen Avraham. He knows it cold. Have you ever shechted? Of course, I shechted a whole bunch of times. But he's never shechted in front of us. He has never shechted in front of us. So that's what Gemara means when it says, Einem Muchzokim. If you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines from the top, Avo Bish Ein Muchzokim. Well, let's go back to Rashi, Mumchim. Mumchim, about 8 lines from the top, Mumchim. Yoidin Hilchashchita. He knows Hilchashchita. Mm-hmm. However, Ein Muchzakim. Shloi Shachtu Lefaneinu Gimel Pamam Lirois from Yeshvim Koyach Shein Besalfin. However, he says, yeah, I know it, that I was Shoich Nisholayim for 20 years, I'm now here in America, you can trust me. And he looks like he knows his stuff, and we ask him questions, and he knows it. So even though he's not a Muchzak Lefaneinu, that's sufficient. But continuing on, so what was the pshat at the very end of the Mishnah? The kol sheshachtu ahai. It's not going on the cheshev tekotin. Ela she'ein mumchin, where he is not the mumchin. In other words, we ask him questions, or at least we don't know whether he knows the answers or not. Beboikin oisei sagi. So we said, if you're worried about if he's a mumcha, just ask him the question. So tomorrow, let's not come live together. It's a nishda, and therefore we cannot ask him. So only if achedim royin oisan, then it's kosher. We don't know. There was another version. Ravina Omar Hachiktani. Hakel Shochtin, Hakel Muchzokin. Shochtin. Muchzokin means Muchzokin Alpha Pisha Ein Mumchen. Muchzokin means even if he's not a Mumcha. And again, this is now the reverse. Muchzokin means that with Muchzik we have seen him at least 3 times or more shachting, and we say, hey, he really knows this stuff. I witnessed it. Because I don't mean me personally, because I'm not a baki, but other people that are shochtim that know what a shochet is supposed to do, they say, yeah, he prepared it perfectly, and he shechted it, and we saw the way he was boiding the sack, and he really knows his stuff. Again, this is the new pshat in the Mishnah according to Ravina. when it says hakol shochtim, we're not talking about mumchim now, we're talking about muchzakim. Muchzakim alf bishayin mumchim. Even if we don't know whether they know all hilchah shechita, but lamasa we see he knows how to shecht. The medvorim mishachach lefaneinu at least beis v'gimel pa'amim. V'loin nis aleph, he shechted at least twice or three times, and we did not see him. Now the word nis aleph could mean he didn't go and faint, or nis aleph could also mean that he did not become tired or weary. Maybe the sight of blood, he knows all the hilchah shechita, but the first time he shechted, he went and fainted because he couldn't take it. Or maybe he just shechted so many times today that never he's falling asleep whilst he's shechting. And therefore he's just too tired and too weary. The im shachad vi omar, if however after he finished shechting, he said, Bari li shalein esalafti, I know for sure that this shechita was perfect in every way, shape, and form. I didn't get tired, I didn't get weary, and we shechted perfectly. Shechitasik sheira, you can rely on that statement on his part. Again, here we're talking about the muchzakim. Just avapisha ain mumchim. Since he's a muchzik, says the Gemara, as long as he shechted two or three times in Fanenu, lechatchile is good. However, if he didn't shecht in front of us two or three times, don't allow it lechatchile, because Shemi is Aleph. But if at the end we see that he knows his stuff, and he says, Barli shleinis alafti, we can rely on his statement. And again, chutz b'cheshet, chokotin da'filet di'evin, nami loy, Shemi yishu, Shemi yidrusu, b'shemi yachlitu. And the Mishnah finishes off the kulan sheshachtu, and achirim royin oisan, it's kosher. Again, ahai. Ile mecheshet v'katan alokoi. Meretach legab the cheshet v'katan. You don't have to say v'kulan, it should say v'im, shachtu mi boyele. Ella says imara ala she'ein muchzakim. We're talking about a person that we did not see two or three times lefaneinu that he shechted. And we're saying, if achirim royin oisan, it's kosher. You don't need to have Achirim Royin Oisan. It's enough if he said, Rabbi Isai, I know me, I did not get tired, I did not get fainting, I didn't faint from the sight of blood. It was a perfect shechita. So what do we need Achirim Royin Oisan? It's talking about a situation where no one is there to go and ask. In other words, the Shoichet has already ran to the next town to do more shechitas over there. He's not around, and therefore we cannot ask him. But Achirim Royin Oisan, did he do a good job? Did you see him faint? Did he turn red? Did he turn green? Did he turn white? No, he was fine. He did a great job. Then, Shritosik Sheira B'dieven.
And he adopted the name Shechta.
He adopted the name Shechta. Well, okay, anyway, bottom line is now we have gone through six Pshatim in the Mishnah, the Hakol Shochtim, Shritosik Sheira. And now the Gemara is going to do a quick synopsis, a quick summary of all of them. Ravina v'Rava bar Ula ki Abaye v'Rava v'Rav Ashi loy Amri. In other words, of the six pshatim, three Ravina Rava bar Ula. I'm sorry, two of them. Ravina had two pshatim. Remember one about that he was a mumcha and not a muchzik, and ikad Amri he was a muchzik and not a mumcha. So now the Gemara says Ravina both pshatim v'Rava bar Ula the singular pshat that he said. They don't say the pshatim of Abaye, Rava, and Ravashi. Why not? Remember, three times we said kasha. We didn't have an answer. So even though doesn't end the entire shas, but nevertheless it was shver. Therefore, they prefer their pshatim rather than the pshatim that Abaye, Rava, and Ravashi gave. Rabbi Ba'ula was the pshat that we gave yesterday, and who said that the Hakol Shochtim is referring to if you're shechting chulin hanasu al taras hakodesh, and you, the shoichet, happen to be tamei. If you say that yes, you know you can be careful. I'm going to use a sakin oruch, a long, long sakin. I'm not going to get close to the flesh of the animal. Then okay. You allow him to go and shech the chetchila. After all, it's only chulin. Nasal taras hakodesh, but it's chulin. Okay. Says that was the reisha. When it says shechitosik sheir is talking about that he was a tummy that shechting kochim. It's shechting kochim, we say, lechetchila, stay away. I'm afraid you're going to go and touch the kochim and you're tummy. Says the Gemara, but b'dievet, if he shechted and he said, I used the sakin orach and I didn't touch it. But the evidence that kosher.
It wasn't a metal.
That was when the Gemara asked the question. This was Scholl's point. Why aren't we?
I was just
logistical question.
Yes.
The shechting even with a long knife, you could still, would it be still be a problem if like some blood spattered on it?
Then that blood that spattered, that would definitely be trace. Can't eat blood anyway.
So a long knife might not make that much of a difference.
As long as he is careful not to go and touch the animal after he finished shechting, we're okay. Because if he touched it, then it becomes tummy. So it says, yes, I know exactly. Think I was born yesterday. I know hilchos tumah v'tahara. I'm not going to touch the thing. But by definition, if you're shechting with the your sakin, by the time the sakin severs both of the pipes, isn't your hand going to already be touching the makam hashchita? No, I'm going to use a long, long knife, and therefore it's only the knife that's going to be touching the makam hashchita and not me. Says now Brother Shai, said Shaul, said the Gemara, but Dafka's talking about that it wasn't a metal knife, because it would be a metal knife, you'd have a problem. Or it was
Tumasheretz.
No, that Gemara said it's talking about he was Takatami Tumasheretz, and therefore the sheretz itself is an av, he happens to be a rishon, so if he touches the knife, even if the knife happens to be made out of metal, it makes no difference,
right.
Because the metal can't go and be makabel tumma from a rishon.
Right.
But be careful, don't go and touch the meat. Or the other pshat we said was tumma krumi shulkana, it wasn't talking about a knife at all, and then if it's tumma krumi shulkana, then
it could even then be tumma smeis.
Even tumma smeis, exactly, because then he's not touching the sakin. And the sakin, it makes no difference because it's not mekabel tumma. Good. But anyway, so the point is Shlomo that he's saying that he's a very, very good, careful, meticulous, and knowledgeable and expert shochet, and he knows to stay away even with the long knife. Good.
You can still spritz up and get him.
The spritzing is going to cause problems for him, but it won't cause problems for the meat in terms of tumah v'tahara.
He's wearing a bag
The blood could spill.
Has to do krisa in the azara.
That's if you're doing kachim. Exactly. But here we're talking about a fila. But anyway, getting back to Gemara. So the Gemara yesterday, before the piece that we started today, the Gemara said, that's what our Mishnah is coming to tell you about a tummy that shechted chun shenasal taras hakodesh, or a tummy that was shechting muktashim. We have that Mishnah already. We're back in Masechtas Zvachim. So why are we repeating it here? So the Gemara gave two terutzim. Both terutzim are more or less the same. Either that here is the Iker and there is the Tafel. Here we're talking about Hilchos Shechita. After all, that's what Chulin is all about, Hilchos Shechita. And that's where we listed all the people that can and cannot. And there in the Masechtas Zvachim, we just borrowed, since there it's talking about Kodshim, so he talks about Talmud Mokdashim. Or the other way around, since that's Kodshim, and that's why he has to tell you about Shechita by Kodshim. So in our Mishnah, we mention it because we're talking about Shechita, even though we're focusing on Chulin, but Derech Agav. So both Pshatim are basically the same, that one place is the Iker and the other place is the Tafel. So Zokti Gemara Yetz, here is the Iker place where we talk about Hilchos Shechita, and that's why we brought it here. Well, yeah, but we brought it over there too. Kelachar Yad, we're talking about Shechita of Mokdashim in Masechtas Zvachim, so we mentioned it there too. Says Yimoy, that's a very shvera teretz. Adra b'hasam Iker, the b'kodshim koi. After all, that's kodshim, that's Zvachim. So what are you telling me that that's there only as a derech agav? L'hachlish the amris hasam Iker, according to the second shot, that here's takad Iker. V'hocha ayid the tonne, tomi b'chulin, tonne nami, tonne Mokdashim, tonne b'chulin guveli yitzrich alei. I don't even hold of this halacha of chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. Why? Because this mandiyama, these mandiyamrim that do not learn like Rabbi Bar Ula, they all hold chulin shenas al taras hakodesh. Lavka kodesh damu. I don't subscribe to that halacha that chulin shenas al taras hakodesh is like kodesh. I say it's very nice that the person is machmir, but it does not have the same status as kodeshim. And therefore, it's a davar pashit that a person who's tummy can go and shecht meat. Tummy can go and touch all types of foods. We're soon going to have Nechem, the grand galaseum, as many of us are telling us. All of us, unfortunately, have a cheskas tummy. We're going to go and touch all of the. Oh, it's all going to become tummy. Okay, so it becomes tummy. And even if you're makbet, chulchen, atharasar, koydish, this man yama holds, lav ke koydish tam. Kevinale Amri, they don't like to say the pshat about mumchen and muchsakim, while hachlish, that according to the first lashon, the amam mumchen in, shein mumchen lai, that only those who are mumcha that really know their stuff, they can go and shech lechachilah, but those that don't know their stuff, we shouldn't allow them to shech. Roiv Mitzuyin Eitzel Shchita Mumchen Hein. Most people that are Shlachtos that are taking the knife in hand and getting ready to Shacht, they are usually Mumchen. Otherwise, why would they be doing Shchita? There's so many other different types of businesses you can be in. Why would he be a Shochet? So you can assume that if he's Shachting, he knows his stuff. That was the second shot of Ravina. And my concern is that maybe he's going to become weary, he might become faint, maybe he can't see the sight of blood, and he's going to faint in the middle of the Shechita. I'm not worried about that, you know. Normally, if a person is a Shlachtos and he's Shachting, he's done it before, it's not going to happen. Why didn't Rava learn like Abaye? Remember, Abaye was the one that said the first shot, Legabi, the Kusi, that you had the kusi where the person was, if he was oymed al gabav, then you can go and have a filichat chila. If it's only yoitz v'nichnas, it's not good. So Rabbi said, no, even yoitz v'nichnas is kusha lichat chila. Rabbi lemikabai ki kushia. That was the kasha that he asked in Abaye.
He's held by Rava, right?
Usually a machlek is a bai Rava. We pass in like Rava, except for ya'al kigam. This is not a ya'al kigam situation. Okay, so Rava lemikabaiya, why? Ki kushia, like the kasha that Rava asked in Abaye, even if he's only a yoitz v'nichlas, it should also be kush l'chadchel. Abaye l'mekar Rava, why didn't Abaye learn like Rava? Hosam l'noga. Hocha noga. There, on the Amud Aleph, when we were talking about the wine merchant, that he was leaving the goy to go and watch over the store, we're not talking about that the goy was touching the bottles of wine or the barrels of wine. He's just sitting there waiting for customers to come and to go. Yeah, it might come that he will touch the wine. Maybe yes, maybe not. So, yoitz v'nichlas is enough. Here we're talking about that the shoychet has the sakin in hand. He's about to go and shecht. He's noga. In the case of noga, it's not enough to have just a yoitz v'nichlas. You have to have a person who's there full time, according to Abaye. Ravashi liyamakid Ravaye. Ravashi did not learn like either Rava or like Abaye. Why? Because kasavar. And this is the point that Robert made already about half an hour ago. Kasavar kusim gearoy is saying, these people are not reliable in the first place. They are goyim gimurim. So don't tell me he knows how to shecht, and he's very learned, and he's careful about himself, that he will only eat kosher. It's chagoy. A goy is not qualified to go and shecht any meat, any babies. Abaye l'mekar Ravashi. Why did Abaye learn like Ravashi? Ravashi was the pshat that he said at the end. What was Ravashi's pshat? That it's talking about a mummer, right? It was about a mummer. The two were talking about kusis, and Ravashi said, "Talking mummer, zokti yomara. Why didn't they learn like him? My time liyomik nachmol. Abaye liyomik Ravashi loisvirle had the Rava." In answering Ravashi, we said it has to go according to Rava that holds in Yisrael mummer oichel nevelis l'teyavoin. You can be boidik v'noisim like. Says Abaye, "I don't hold like that Rava. I hold if he's Yisrael mummer, if he is unfortunately a meshumet, if he unfortunately is no longer practicing." Halacha like Eden, so he could be oichel nevelis l'tiyavin fin hamp is morgan. You can go and give him boidiv and oislai. No good. We don't trust him. After all, he doesn't put on tefillin every day. He doesn't wear tzitzis. He doesn't come to daven in a gunish. He doesn't learn Torah. He could trust a guy like that. So therefore, it says Abaye liyam kavash li svir lehadra. El Rava my time liyam kishmaite. Rava didn't have to go and give the second shot the Gabi Kusi. He could have said the shot of Ravashi, the Gabi Mummer. Because Rava holds the Yisrael Mummer if he is Oichel Neveles Letiyav, not Lahachis. Les Letiyav, Boidik Benoisim Loi Lechat Chila. So why did he have to go and give the shot of the Kusi? He could have given the shot of the Mummer. So you're right. My time Eloi, Omer Kishmaite, the Dvar of the Abaye, Ka'omar. He's saying, according to you, Abaye, that you're saying that we're talking about a kusi. And you're saying that it's enough to have a yoitz v'nichnas. No. You're saying that a yoitz v'nichnas is only b'diavad. You have to have a person who's there, mashkiach tamidi. I, Rava, disagree with you, Abaye, and I hold that even a yoitz v'nichnas is sufficient. And therefore, he's saying, according to you, Abaye, you don't have to say your pshat. The difference between acherim, oindem al gabav, and the case of yoitz v'nichnas, even a yoitz v'nichnas is also kosher lechatchila v'leilei svirlei. However, so says Rava to Abaye, I heard your pshat. Your pshat has to be amended somewhat. What's my pshat in the Mishnah? My pshat in the Mishnah is like Ravashi that we're talking about a mummer and not about a kusi. Shkoyach all to you for listening. And in a few minutes we'll.